On the second day of Black History Month, city government officials, faith leaders, and business leaders gathered outside the Ring Central Coliseum to announce a historic agreement between the African American Sports Entertainment Group, or AASEG, and the City of Oakland. District 7 Council Member Treva Reed says she wants Oaklanders to realize the weight of this agreement.
I do want to congratulate AASEG. This did not come easy. It has never come easy for Black people. And it certainly has not been easy for Black developers to build on this land. And so this is a milestone, a significant milestone in Oakland's 171-year history of us transferring public land to an African-American-owned company.
AASEG is a Black-owned development group led by Ray Bobbitt, who is a native of East Oakland. The group will now have 2 years to make recommendations for what happens to the land and bring it back to City Council. Bobbitt plans to bring new affordable housing, a WNBA team, a hotel, restaurants, and youth educational programming to the Coliseum site. Investing in developing the Coliseum could provide Oakland with crucial new tax revenue. BART Director Robert Rayburn says that it could also reinvigorate BART ridership, which has declined since the loss of the Raiders franchise and the choice to move the Warriors from Oracle Park to the Chase Center.
Let it be known that BART is a serious promoter of this project. We want to see this happen. The Coliseum's been in decline for too long. We've watched our ridership here drop off as sports teams leave or sports teams disinvest. We can reinvest. We can build the community.
Any projects proposed by the development group will be subject to approval by the City Council and the Oakland A's, who own a 50% stake in the Coliseum until 2024. Still, the city government is hopeful that the group's initiatives will bring crucial economic growth to East Oakland. New Mayor Sheng Tao has set a target of 30,000 new jobs to be created from the redevelopment of the Coliseum. She says that putting money back into the community is important to reduce crime and to keep Black and brown families in East Oakland.
We're talking about hospitality and entertainment options. We're talking about more sports. We're talking about affordable housing so that we can keep those who have lived here in Oakland for generations, that their families can continue to live here. And I want to say it again, but we want to keep our Black community here in Oakland.
In the meantime, AASEG will continue working with local organizations and community members in East Oakland to ensure that the future Coliseum reflects the wants and needs of East Oaklanders. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.